News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, rapid antigen testing will be used in Irish universities to help prevent the spread of COVID-19 among students and staff. But what should happen in wider society around all of this? Well, for more, we're joined now by Simon Harris, Minister for Further and Higher Education, Research, Innovation and Science. Good morning, Minister. The hope is that we will see students returning to campuses in September. How confident are you that that's going to happen for all students?
I'm very confident because we've published a plan that is endorsed by our chief medical officer, endorsed by our public health officials. And it's a plan that I think is very realistic, because what we've effectively done is we've tried to give people an understanding of what a minimum college year will look like on site and what a maximum will look like. In other words, we're saying that come what may, we'll be able to apply the learnings from reopening to get students back to things like libraries, tutorials, workshops. That if on the social side of things, if the pub is open in the town, the bar should be able to open on the college campus with the same rules. If the restaurant is open in somebody's town or city, the restaurant in the college campus can open on the same basis as well. So basically, looking at the college campus as what it is, a village, and applying the same rules that we would to any village
okay.
in town.
And that's
on the issue of the maximum, the large scale lectures, just to say, I mean, that is the one issue we said we're going to return to in July, because we just want to take a little bit more time to work that through with the universities and the institutions as well.
How likely do you think it is, Simon, that college students will all be vaccinated by the start of the September term?
From my conversation with our vaccine teams and with public health, very likely. Remember, the Taoiseach has said, I think on your own programme, that he expects around 70% of adults to be fully vaccinated in Ireland by the end of July. We're opening the portal to people between the ages of 30 and 39 in the next day or two. So we have some way to go in terms of getting from here to September in terms of weeks of vaccinations left, and we're doing probably well over 300,000 vaccines a week now. So very optimistic. And of course, students will also benefit not just from individual vaccination, but from the overall societal benefit of having so many people vaccinated at that stage.
Okay. And do you see, because we've been talking about it all morning on the programme, rapid antigen testing
sure.
being rolled out as a routine thing, like the way they have in the UK for students, they're being tested twice a week. Are we going to be looking at that kind of level of testing for students here?
Well, you know, what's frustrating me, being very honest, Ciara, is we're having this kind of academic argy-bargy around rapid testing for months and months in our country now. We actually need somebody to say, you know what, we're going to move away from the argy-bargy, or I give you my view or you give me your view, and we're actually going to follow the evidence. So what I'm announcing today is that we're starting a pilot rapid testing, the first publicly funded, structured rapid testing pilot in Ireland across four university campuses, Trinity, UCD, UCC and NUI Galway. 8,000 staff and students will be recruited to take part. There will be serial testing, where some will be asked to be tested twice a week with two different types of tests for 8 weeks. And there will also be random surveillance sampling, where people will be asked to be tested twice a week for 2 weeks. And we're going to follow the evidence. And so rather than Dr. X says this and Professor Y says that, let's actually follow the evidence. I think sometimes we're talking at cross purposes. There's clearly no misunderstanding at all about the value of a PCR test. No misunderstanding at all that the vaccine program is the key to getting out of this. But in addition to that, when we reopen our country, how do we keep it open? And is it possible to have an early warning system in place for people who aren't showing any symptoms at all? I could be talking to you right now. COVID could be within me. I mightn't be aware of it at all. I could be potentially infectious. I'm not going to get a PCR test in all likelihood unless I have the symptoms. So surely there's benefit in trying to put in place a robust early warning surveillance system in certain settings. And I think the college setting is one like that. So look, I'm the Minister for Research and Science. I want to allow our research community not just give their views.
And evidence is important, and there's no question. But the idea that was put forward by NEFID yesterday, that we can wait till we have some validated, you know, randomised control trial, which that's the likes of which and the size of which mightn't be completed till next year, is surely a nonsense. Did you not think, Minister, that it was extraordinary that members of NEFID said they had not read the government commissioned report on antigen testing by Professor Ferguson? Because I have to say, I thought it was extraordinary. And Professor Anthony Staines, who was on the programme with us earlier on, he said he thought it was extraordinary too.
I think people have got too dug in on this issue, being quite honest. I mean,
I think the people in the aviation sector would think that was a slightly trite thing to say.
For the NPHET people to say that?
No, no, for you to say people have gotten too dug in. I suspect that was made redundant in our regional airports.
I'm sure you don't intend to misrepresent what I was saying. I'm not talking about them getting dug in. I'm talking about our medical community and our scientific community getting too dug in and rowing about rapid testing. So just to be very clear on that, because I don't want to be misrepresented, very clear on that. I said at the very start of this interview, the argy-bargy in terms of rapid testing going on between academics needs to actually stop, and people need to actually start putting an evidence base behind it. The evidence base that I'm talking about is not something we're asking people to wait for months and months. I'm talking about this kicking off now. Nobody else has actually gotten around to doing one of these. We are going to do it. In relation to aviation, I do think there are some differences, and I've got to be honest about this rather than, you know, saying what might be politically convenient. There are differences to people who are getting, you know, we will be rapid testing the same people, the same population on a regular basis a couple of times a week. Obviously, different types of people are getting on airplanes every day of the week. So there are differences between the rapid testing pilots that I'm proposing and how you would do it in aviation.
But if the accuracy and the validity of the test is appropriate in university settings, why not in aviation?
Yeah. Well, I personally think there should be way more pilots and testing right across the sector. I mean, my very clear understanding, and Dr. Houlihan said this yesterday at the committee, it's up to each sector to actually come forward with testing plans. And I've come forward with one for the higher education sector. I welcome the fact that yesterday at the Oireachtas Transport Committee, there was an agreement from the witnesses that there would be benefit in looking at some testing programme of rapid and new tests in the aviation
sector. So should Minister Eamon Ryan, Minister for Transport, should he have been putting forward a pilot study on this?
In fairness to Minister Ryan, I think he has been engaging extensively with NPHET, and I read comments to in relation to that in the newspapers this morning. But I hope that we will see a much broader use of rapid testing in Ireland. I do think we have to be very clear, though, on where the role for rapid testing is versus the role for PCR tests. You're a doctor and I'm not, but I do think there's a distinction in relation to that. And I think there is benefit in rapid testing being used for asymptomatic people as a surveillance tool, as an extra resource. And I think it's regrettable that Ireland has been an outlier in relation to this.
Minister, can I ask you, because the text line here has been hopping all morning, because we've been talking about antigen testing since the start of the show. And time and time again, the text line is saying the same thing. It is time for government to wrest control of this pandemic back from NPHET, that everyone understands that third wave in January frightened people, 8,000 cases a day and all that. We're in a very different set of circumstances now. And people, and I am one of those people, thought that the suggestion that people were going to be faking and fudging and all of this, conning the system with these fake antigen testings that they were going to mislead people with, was an insult to both our intelligence and our integrity. And the Irish people have done a lot to shoulder responsibility in this pandemic. And frankly, what NPHET said yesterday was arrogant, paternalistic and insulting. Is it time for the government to govern?
The government is governing. Just to say one point, you referenced NPHET there a number of times. There's two members of NPHET who are putting forward the study that I'm actually carrying out in rapid testing, Professor Mary Horgan and Professor Breda Smith. So even I think within NPHET there are different views in relation to rapid testing. But yes, we are getting to a very different point in this pandemic. Dr. Tony Houlihan, the National Public Health Emergency Team, I have nothing but respect for them. I served as health minister. I believe they have helped steer our country through a very difficult time. I believe under their guidance, all of us and people of this country have helped save lives and keep each other safe. I do believe that. But I also believe now that we're getting to a point where our country is nearly reopened. In another couple of weeks, our country will be fully reopened. And there are different expert voices that also deserve to be heard. And, you know, I have experts in my own department and own sector, like the chief scientific advisor, like a number of the researchers who've come to me and said, we believe in rapid testing. And I think that it's important that we hear different voices and that we allow diverse voices to be heard. We have a pretty good record of reopening our country. We don't have a pretty good record of keeping it open. And I think it's perfectly legitimate that we ask ourselves, as we reopen the country, what more can we do to make sure it stays open? And that's where I think building a robust early warning system where asymptomatic people are invited for rapid testing in certain settings could have real benefit. We're spending millions and millions and millions every week for the last 15 months having to keep the country in lockdown.
Right.
It makes sense, in my view, to spend a couple of million trying to keep the country open.
Look, thank you for that indeed. That is Minister for Higher Education there, Simon Harris.